Free. I'm Dave Lewis. Thanks for tuning in and joining us here this morning on a Thursday. And Thursday, it's, you know, what we've been doing here is a bit of a tradition, is having some updates on information with regard to COVID-19 and the local efforts here. And Bob Koppel, President, CEO of Ascension Via Christi Hospital, is joining us on the phone. Bob, good morning.
Morning, Dave.
Gee, it's been a while since I've talked to you.
Well, I think you took a couple of days off.
Well, it, you know, okay, I was out of here for a couple of days, but
yeah,
I will tell you, there was nothing. That was not a day off.
No,
that was
true.
Not time off. But, you know, we're still got a little, you know, still trying to kick it a little bit, but it's nice to be able to be back in the studio again.
Well, we're glad you're back.
Yeah, well, thank you. Appreciate that. Well, let's bring us up to date. You know, there's so much news going on this week, and obviously, you know, we see the numbers, you know, on the national scene of over 3,000 a day now losing their lives because of COVID. But the vaccine, does that give you some glimmer of promise?
Well, certainly. I guess it's finally we're getting to some more proactive steps from just, you know, from an actual health perspective. And so that's actually really encouraging. We do anticipate, so the FDA is meeting today, actually. And we are anticipating that they will give an emergency use authorization to the Pfizer vaccine. And then they actually meet a week from today, and they have that same discussion about the Moderna product. And so literally that will what's been communicated by those manufacturers is that once they get their approval, they will immediately actually just start to ship out vaccine across the country. And it all actually comes to our health departments. So KDHE in Topeka will be who receives the doses for Kansas in this initial shipment. And then KDHE already has a plan in place of how they're going to move out the vaccine into the state into what they call some pre-positioned areas. And then from there, it's being distributed. So, no, it's actually, I mean, this is all happening. We potentially would have vaccine here in Manhattan middle of next week and start vaccinating some of our healthcare workers.
The middle of next week.
Yeah. I know. It's pretty wild, isn't it? I guess I wasn't planning on being able to say that. It's pretty exciting.
But you did.
Yes, I did. And truly, we're certainly planning for that. We've been planning for the last several weeks. Because there's actually a lot of details into how to transport this vaccine, how to store it, then as we deliver it, how we're going to do that within our teams and the local members of our medical staff. So there's a lot of planning, a lot of logistics, but again, pretty exciting.
Well, let's talk a little bit about current situation and then maybe bounce back here to the vaccine before we end our discussion this morning here on K-Man. But, Bob, you know, the numbers at the hospital have been vacillating. You know, you'd have single digits and then you'd be in double digits and maybe a little bit more and back and forth. Are you seeing that things are steadying off somewhat a little for some of the more severe cases?
You know, actually, we're kind of seeing a little bit of everything you just described. So today, for example, we start this morning. I just talked to our health supervisor. We have 6 positives and 1 PUI in health. So that's the fewest COVID positive patients that we have had. Golly, it's got to be a couple, 3 weeks. So that's encouraging. On the flip side, we have 4 of the 6 are in the ICU. A couple of them are on ventilation. And all of them are getting some sort of supplemental oxygen. So we've kind of, today anyway, our situation is we have fewer patients, but they're actually more severe. Because if you go back even a week ago, we only had like 1 or 2 people with COVID in the ICU, and everybody else was up on the medical floor. And that's when we had 8, 9, 10, 11 patients. It does fluctuate a lot. What we're seeing, and this really is also impacted by what's going on around us, we've got a couple neighboring counties that have fairly significant outbreaks in some of their long-term care facilities. And so I think everybody's just kind of watching and seeing how well that is managed and kind of we start to see patients, inpatients from that downstream. A number of our neighboring smaller facilities actually have more COVID-positive patients in their hospital than we do today. So that's, again, just kind of watching because we all try to help each other out. We try to work with each other and be supportive. And so part of that is we keep in touch and try to help if we can, moving patients, et cetera. So that actually is pretty concerning. And we're just kind of waiting to see. It really is day by day, shift by shift. We're making decisions about where to put people and where's the best place to have patients and try to get people moved in that direction.
Well, I know that so many people keeping their fingers crossed, and then, you know, that's the answer to so many prayers to have these vaccines in place, and hopefully, you know, we can get those numbers reduced down. That does not diminish the concern that we still have the potential for people to contract the virus and need treatment for that. In fact, doing some more testing tonight, once again, over at Seco Park.
Yeah, so the health department, again, has today from 11 to 1 and then from 5 to 7 in Seco Park. You enter off Kimball, and they've got kind of a process. They'll, you know, have you drive through the barns there. We're using it creates great shelter from the wind and the weather to be able to do that for people. And also, they have been able to get a lot of people through there in just those short time frames. The last few days, you know, I think the least they've had is like 560, and they've gotten up to 900. So, you know, again, we actually really encourage people to do that. One, it's free, but we need to have a kind of some insight into the community of what the positivity rate actually is. Especially with the asymptomatic population, people who don't have symptoms, because that is so helpful in then being able to project, okay, so now we know about 2 weeks we're going to see this at a hospital level, and you know, it really does help from a resource and a planning perspective. And also, if people have COVID that they don't know about, then they can appropriately isolate at home, quarantine, if you will, and stop, you know, help slow the spread of the disease through the community.
Let's talk a little bit about healthcare workers in the area, Bob. And, you know, there's, you know, I guess you could probably use the adjective Herculean would not be too short of a term to utilize here. But are they starting to sense the progress with the news of the vaccine as well? And, you know, keeping their fingers crossed, cheering that on too?
So, you know, I think that's obviously it's a very positive thing to know that we have the vaccine. I think the reality piece of it is it just takes time to get it distributed, and it takes time to get everybody vaccinated. And so even with our healthcare workers, as an organization, when we start vaccinating, we're not going to vaccinate more than 20% of a given department's shift at the same time, because we need to kind of spread this out. The side effects percentage is actually fairly low, but we want to still make sure that we're covered. And so that's why that in itself it stretches out the process a little bit. And it just also, quite honestly, it takes time, and there's a lot of coordination with the Pfizer product. You know, so let's assume we start vaccinating next week, some of our staff, then 3 weeks later, they've got to be back and get their second dose. And so it's actually a lot of scheduling of, when do people work? Do they work 3 weeks from now? If they don't work, do they have child care support so they can come in and get their second shot? I mean, it's just really the devil is in the details to try to coordinate all of this with all these people. And then, you know, I think we're already kind of, I guess we feel like we've got a pretty good handle on that. But then I think, you know, Julie Gibbs and the Emergency Operations Center for the county, they're working on the logistics of how do we offer a vaccine to 70,000 people. And again, that coordination of first dose, second dose, the logistics actually are huge. This is a kind of a big problem to solve. I think we're making progress on solving it, but there's just a whole lot of work and effort that's going to have to go into this to make this successful.
And we
do know that, like for the community vaccination, we're ways out from that yet. It's going to be a couple of 3 months. First priority, you know, I think everybody's seen the CDC has pushed out, you know, kind of this wave after wave of who gets vaccinated first. Your frontline healthcare workers are first. There's an effort, huge effort, to get our nursing home residents across the state, across the country, to get them vaccinated fairly quickly as well. And there's literally tens of thousands of nursing home residents just in the state of Kansas. And so it's just a huge coordination effort to get materials and people there to do all of that, and then also to vaccinate all of the long-term care facility staff as well, the senior community staff.
We're visiting today with Bob Koppel, Ascension Via Christi Hospital, and, you know, hopefully some, you know, we can hang our hats on a little bit more progress, not just this week, but in the ensuing weeks to come. But here pretty soon, you do anticipate that vaccines will be able to be applied or given to those that are in the front lines. That's got to be a lot more encouraging than what you thought even maybe before Thanksgiving.
So actually, I was on a call earlier this week with some of our leaders within our health system, and I said, you know, this has been the best 2 weeks of the entire year, because now we're finally planning on getting ahead of this, protecting our people, protecting our patients. It is very exciting. We're finally on a path. There's work to be done. It's going to take weeks and months to get down this path, but it's like we're finally getting there. So,
Bob, you actually just brought a tear to my eye when you said that.
Yeah.
You really did. Thanks for checking in with us this morning. We'll speak with you again next week, and please keep us up to date and give our best to those on the front lines.
Oh, you bet. Thanks, Dave.
Bob Koppel, Ascension Via Christi Hospital here at News Radio KMAN. Bets Fortin with our morning sports steps in the studio next.